Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening, and we have Larry on his mountaintop. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart, just keeping my head down during all the thunderstorms up here.
Yeah, before we get rolling, I'd like to ask everybody, you know, you folks out there, the only way we really find out what's going on in the paranormal world, if you have a paranormal sighting or you have really strange weather anomalies or your plants, house plants and whatnot, if you're getting any health problems from the sun, where you're finding the sun or the moon rising in different places, then it should, please email me at enigma@trueinsight.com. That's enigma, E-N-I-G-M-A, at true, drop the E, T-R-U, insight.com. We'll post it if we are allowed on the air. We are being blocked by Blog Talk Radio, it appears, as far as we can determine, from going on Facebook, going on Twitter, or telling anybody anywhere that we got a show. And I don't know what's going on other than, maybe the show is just a little too popular for the powers that be, and they just don't want to promote it. But we have been blocked as far as I can tell, and it's not Facebook itself yet, although it probably will be. It appears to be Blog Talk. They've removed all ability to allow us to tell people that we're having a show, or you know, the subscribers to our channel, and at the end of the show I'm not able to tell people to go listen to the archive. So anyway, I guess it is what it is, and it's not going to change. Larry, why don't we start with this new Berry Bible code, because Rosenstein's in the news all the time, obviously has tremendous bias, should never have been allowed to do what he's doing. And anyway, Barry, evidently, Rothman ran a code on it. What's your take on that?
Well, it's very interesting, especially with the fact that Barry Rothman caught so much heat after he did the President Trump's Space Force matrix, and he's really been under the guns. And then he did another one shockingly today, July the 11th, 2018. He's called it the Rosenstein impeachment code. And let me read these off to you. There's nine of them, and kind of get your opinion, because you kind of already had an opinion form from the matrix. And he also mentions in there, he says, Rosenstein and the power of the deep state. And so, as ominous as that all sounds, and as you say, it's in mainstream news daily, here they are. Number one, Rosenstein. Number two, impeached. Number three, corrupt. Number four, Clinton. Number five, Barack H. Number six, president. Number seven, contempt. Number eight, Comey. Number nine, Schumer. How ominous. What do you think, Stuart?
That definitely is deep state. The Lord, if this is a true rendition, and the Lord is trying to show us something, he's saying that Rosenstein will be impeached. He is corrupt. He has connections with Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama. I don't know what president. Maybe Trump is going to be the one who does it. Obviously, Rosenstein is in total contempt. He even sneers at the hearings. A really sickening, arrogant smile. This guy is deep, deep state, and he thinks he's untouchable. Well, maybe he is, but God will get him one way or the other. And he's going to have to deal with the Lord, whether he believes it or not. Then you got Comey and Schumer. And Schumer, to my way of thinking, is just as evil and deep state as the rest of them. What we are being shown by the Lord, and Trump is the instrument, I believe, doing it, that these people in Washington, D.C. are just utterly, utterly corrupt. And what the Lord is not only showing us the corruption, he's showing us why he has to eliminate the United States of America, which he's going to do. It's clearly portrayed in the Bible. He is going to utterly destroy the United States from coast to coast, east to west, north and south. Not going to be anything left of us. And one of the reasons, and I don't blame the leaders, Larry, I blame the people. It's not that there aren't a lot of people out there that are wide awake and trying to, alert neighbors, but the comatose state of the general population. And they have the right, they have the absolute right under our laws to totally take out most of Washington. And they're not going to do anything. Washington and the establishment, the NSA, CIA, they don't have to worry about it. What they have to worry about is God himself. They have forgotten all about the God factor. And they're in league, this deep state or deep space program that Trump is now beginning to reveal, something we've had for a long, long time. That's satanic to its core also. I was rewatching Starship Trooper, the movie that they produced, and it kind of dovetails in almost exactly with what some of these guys who've had their memories erased, and it's beginning to come back, it matches that. And I doubt that they've ever seen that movie, because most people probably haven't seen it. This is Rosenstein going... That's the way I read it. He's going to be impeached. I don't know how the process is going to go, but who knows? Maybe it'll be President Trump that's impeached. We'll just have to watch. But they have drafted the articles of impeachment. He's got them here. All the articles. They have got 8 articles of impeachment. So he should be gone. If he has any brains, he'll drop his arrogance. What does the Bible say? Haughtiness and arrogance go before the fall. So he's got a lesson he's got to have to learn. He is not above Congress. He's not above the laws of the state. And we are a lawless nation, and they've gotten away with it for years, being that way. But I got a feeling the Lord's going to lower the boom pretty soon. Anyway, that's kind of interesting. Any other comments you got on that, Larry?
I'm kind of interpreting it somewhat like you are. Of course, that's the thing. We don't know really how to put all the words together in the matrix, but very, very interesting, I have to say. And thank you, Barry Rockman, for running that code.
Yeah, fascinating. I got an email from somebody, and I wanted to just touch on this, and I want your opinion on it. And it came from, I don't know who it came from, but it refers to Eschatology Today. And it says, Sean said that a final warning has been given to Tehran via Moscow. Stay alert. A warning has been given to Iran, obviously, via the Russians, probably via Putin. And it says, stay alert. What would be your take on that? Something's going on.
Yeah, without a doubt, something's going on. And matter of fact, some scenarios are occurring right as we speak. Number one, we know that Russia is having naval missile drills in, the Mediterranean off Syria, July the 11th and 12th, which is today and tomorrow. And this is the same time that Trump is planning on meeting with Putin. And just before Trump meets with Putin, we've already got Netanyahu in Moscow meeting with Putin. And I noted that there was a really interesting post up on Debka File this evening. And let me read it and kind of get your idea on the intent. It says, after Netanyahu and Putin summit in Moscow Wednesday, which is today, of course, Israel must decide on a war with Iran in Syria. So what do you think? Sound like a warning or an ominous sign, Stuart?
Yeah, to me it would be, how do I word this? Bibi knows, and this is all, you know, this is all part of Psalm 2, but they know that sooner or later, either they attack the Iranian forces in Syria, or the Syria or the Iranian forces within Syria, which are moving rapidly now towards the border, are going to attack them. So the question then would become, does Bibi wait for an attack and then launch an all-out offensive? Or does he preempt? Now, Israel's noted for preemptions. They love to hit when nobody realizes, you know, that they're going to get hit. And but Iran, according to Daniel 8, also, that appears to me to be a preemptive move on the part of the Ayatollahs and the military of Iran and Soleimani. I was reading an article about Soleimani today, and I think it was on the Council of Foreign Relations, did something about him. And he's kind of a dangerous fellow. And he may do what he claims he is going to do. He's just awaiting orders to wipe out Israel. And this actually brings us to another little subject. And I got an email on it again. We've been talking about Tu B'Av, blood red moons, etc. And I think this is very, very important. A note came from a friend of mine. And he's talking about the war or sudden destruction, possibly. He says, if it starts July 27th, which is what that kid said that was taken to heaven, he said the Lord told him that it would start on a blood red moon in a few months. Well, that was given a few months ago. Well, the only blood red moon we have over Jerusalem comes on July 27th at that feast day, Tu B'Av. Nobody's paying any attention to Tu B'Av. Most people don't even know it exists. In fact, most rabbis would tell you they don't really understand it. It's kind of like a Valentine's Day, but I did some research on it. It also is tied to rebirth, and it's also tied to the bride being selected. Now, anybody with the church and knows biblical prophecy knows what that means. Not that that is what it is. It may be just symbolic of it, not the actual event. But this is interesting. If it starts July 27th, then our seven-day warning would be July 21st. That interesting. Because Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. Noah was given a seven-day warning that the flood was to come. I'm sure you remember that one. Okay,
yeah.
So then what is interesting here is these guys that I know did a lot of research on the 5 months of trouble. And you'll find that, I can't remember where it was in a book of Revelation, but I'll try and do some more research on it and bring everybody up to date. But it's very, very interesting because the statements made in the book of Revelation are actually astronomical statements. And they appear to be a five-month period that begins on July 21st and goes all the way through December. And I guess one could liken it almost to the sealed judgments in a way. And the descriptions given are really descriptions that are on our astrological charts as well. So it's very, very interesting. And when you put all this together, there's a problem here. Because how could you have a blood red moon directly over Jerusalem, Mars, the planet of war, at its closest point on July 27th, or its brightest point, is the way they're wording it, and we have this kid who's saying the same thing, and it's on a Tu B'Av. I think we're being warned about something. I don't know if it's symbolic or it's literal. And what's also interesting, it's 48 days, and that number always intrigues me because of Israel being, you know, in 1948. It's 48 days from then to 9/11. And Rosh Hashanah this year ends on 9/11. And we all know what 9/11 was. So, yeah, I think we ought to be watching very, very closely any military moves, any statements that our leaders are making, what happens over in Israel and Russia, and any comments that are made after that. I think we got some problems coming. That's just my concept anyway. What else you got?
Well, I was going to mention also, you know, I sent you a photograph of a bunch of military planes below radar coming right over my roof the other day. And that's some of the things that people can send us. If they're seeing a lot of movement, send it in.
Yeah. Yeah, if there's any military movements that seem odd to you, obviously in the summertime all the National Guards are doing their military maneuvers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You see a lot of them on the interstate and whatnot. But if you see anything unusual, then we should know about it, because this is the only way we're really going to find out or give warning to people. You know, it's going to be tuck and cover. If that war does start, and that kid said, and the rabbis, by the way, have vetted him, so that gives a little more credence to it. He's the one who said that Obama was orchestrating everything, number one. And number two, he said many, many thousands of his people are going to die in this war. It's going to be a very, very bad war. Well, that's Isaiah 17, because that's what Isaiah 17 implies, that the flesh of Jacob waxes thin, which is really a statement that thousands or many thousands, hundreds of thousands of people are going to perish in this sudden attack that's coming. So anyways, it really is a heads up. And if you haven't prepared at all, you better try and put something away. Because if we get into a skirmish and the United States is brought in, what do you think, Larry? I think that Iran and North Korea are going to join into this.
Well, it would certainly benefit them. I was thinking, as you was talking about how many hundreds of thousands or more could perish in an Isaiah 17 event, and actually which might either be before or right after a Daniel 8 event. And I was thinking that would be the perfect timing for North Korea and China to go after it, you know, against the U.S. and South Korea and Japan, et cetera. And in that region of the world, you would probably see millions perish. So, and one of the things, too, I was going to comment was, over the years, Tu B'Av has been really a very mysterious beast. And
yes,
I've noted, though, that most of the rabbis that talk about Tu B'Av, they don't understand it, but at the same time, they say that has always been a very perilous time for Israel.
Yes, because it comes right after a ninth of Av, which has always been a really bad time. The only time that the ladies dress up in white and dress in the vineyards, or dance in the vineyards, I should say, to be selected out by the grooms or the men, is so indicative. And the only other time they do it is Yom Kippur, I found out. Well, Yom Kippur was noted last year as being a very prime time for a possible removal of the Bride of Christ. Now, I personally do still believe in a pre-tribulational or at-trib rapture. I know most people think you're nuts if you really believe that. But I can find a number of references into Scripture that they cannot refute, even though they may not like what it says. And particularly in the Old Testament, which is kind of odd that you would find those kind of comments in the Old Testament directly referring, actually, to the Church of Christ, which is also in the Old Testament, by the way, for folks who don't believe the Old Testament is pertinent. It most certainly is. And even the rebirth, the giving of a new heart, is also in the Old Testament, very plainly stated. So don't be paying any attention to those folks out there that are telling you the Old Testament has no bearing on anything. The point is that if you don't understand mostly the Old Testament, or at least the theological position of it, you will not be able to unravel the New Testament. And you can't unravel the New Testament unless you know the Old. So it goes both ways, which is why I think Jesus himself referred back to Daniel and the other prophets time and time again. He was trying to tell us something. Better go read those things. So anyway, yeah, it's getting kind of hairy, I think. Trump calls out NATO, according to the CFR, his allies in Brussels. They're delinquent, of course, in their military, and they're getting upset over this, I guess. They don't want to pay any money, but they want us to do all their defense work. Right?
Yeah, that's actually true, Stuart. And actually, I heard some statistics the other night talking about NATO. And do you know that most of the military equipment, tanks, armor, planes, et cetera, a lot of it is down because of no repairs and no spare parts. NATO basically is in a shambles, and what you do see of NATO when they have a big summit somewhere like we're having right now, the military equipment flying is about all they got sometimes. And so NATO is really in an incredible, almost shambles out there. The United States has carried them for years and years and years. It's incredible. You know, I suppose while we're supposed to be funneling money into NATO to cover Europe, Europe is then funneling any money they've got into the immigration to bring in the Muslims. So there's no way this cannot backfire sooner or later.
Oh, it's going to backfire. Our border is poor simply because God has made it so. He says right there in Jeremiah, I'm going to open your borders. I'm paraphrasing what he says, but that's exactly what it means. I'm going to open up your borders, Babylon, America, and I'm going to pour in a fifth column military operation. And when I give the call, they're going to rise up to destroy you. And so that's just the way it is. The American people are mocking God. My Lord, some of the stuff you're seeing now from the left and the right, for that matter, just curls your hair. Boy, I mean, you talk about giving the finger to the Lord. That's basically what we're doing as a nation. And if people think they're going to get away with it, they got a second thought coming. I'll never forget Red Elk. He said, when this happens, he said, it's just going to be bedlam. And it's going to come suddenly. I read that prophecy, I think, where the kid was told by the Lord, or the man was told by the Lord, suddenly, 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 suddenly. Well, that's exactly what the Bible says, sudden destruction. People should look up the word sudden. It means with no warning whatever, no warning. It's just boom, it's in your face. And I've often wondered if the rapture of the church isn't that sudden destruction, because the sudden destruction is global in its nature. And if it's coming upon the world suddenly and with a no warning whatever, the only thing that really does that would be the removal of the bride or the church of Jesus Christ. Otherwise, the only thing that could happen would be a worldwide war breaks out everywhere, like your friend saw. I mean, it could be that, too, that it just instantaneously breaks forth all over. So, I don't know. What else you got?
Well, I was going to mention the fact that that that's another reason people should consider having an alternative source of news. In other words, you know, if we get AMP'd, you can pretty much forget sources or reception. But, you know, some hams will work and some, you know, there are some international units that might be functioning. And so that's why I tell people the most versatile thing really is a shortwave radio with a single sideband where you can listen to the hams. You can also listen to international shortwave. But, you know, I can't make people to buy it. They're not expensive. You can get them on Amazon. You can get them almost anywhere. And I don't know, Stuart. I think people's really got about as ready as they want to, and I don't believe many people are open anymore to ideas.
Yeah, I think they've kind of shut down, and they're in denial. The vast majority of people around just about anyone that isn't, if they go out there and try to warn people, they, you know, they get the rolled eyes and anger. They don't want to hear it. But, yeah, you can go on Amazon, folks, Amazon.com, and you can buy Faraday bags. So you go get a couple shortwave radios and batteries, put them in, and just wrap them up in a Faraday. Then if you have an EMP, at least you do have communications. The other problem that most people are going to have is water. A lot of people don't realize they can fill their tubs with water, or even their washing machines with water. The women can figure out ways to save water, but I would have a number of weeks of water on hand if you can do it, or get one of these water straws if you've got a local river or brook that you can, or lake that you can go get your water, but you can't drink it. You should boil it first, then run it through one of these water straws that take out all the rest of it. I'd like to close with this one. We're going to have a space force. And very soon, we're going to Mars. I want to get into that next time around. I want to get back into this deep space program that's out there off planet. We're going to have the Air Force, and we're going to have the Space Force, separate but equal. We must have American dominance in space. Separate but equal. Well, unfortunately, from everything I can glean, it's separate, all right, but they are far, far superior to our Air Force that we know here today. So this is the way they do it, folks. They just announce it, and they acclimate people to the concept, and then very slowly they'll introduce some of this stuff to the masses of the people. It's very interesting. What's your last word there, Larry?
Well, my last word is very interesting because I'm wondering, did Donald Trump announce the Space Force a little early? And is it that the deep state and the New World Order are not ready for the Space Force to be revealed yet? And that's where the contention comes from, because there's a lot of tension since he announced the Space Force.
Yeah, I talked to Barry and I mentioned that I think what's happened is if you can prove to people that the Martian atmosphere is not at all what you're being told, and the air pressure is not at all what you've been being told, it's although there is a lot of red up there because of the iron, it's very much a pale blue sky. And from what I can gather from the people who have been there, and I believe them, I really do, because of alternative 3, number one, and because I did a lot of research when I did the Project Red Star. So it's real. And people are in denial. They just don't want to believe that this could be possibly true. They've backwards engineered all kinds of stuff that Satan has given them. And ultimately, like Stan Deo has said, he thinks, and I believe him, that this material or this technology is going to be used to try and defeat Jesus Christ at his arrival. I can't imagine such stupidity, but I think that's the arrogance of the human race. You know, so what do you do? Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on, and we'll try and get on Friday for a longer show. And if we're not bounced, we may very well be bounced. Something's going on. And anyway, good night, everyone. Thanks for listening.